In looking in this book of 2 Chronicles, there's really a cool story, and it's all about the Word of God being found by the people of God, and they had forgotten it for so many years in the past. Josiah was the king where all of that happened. But Josiah had a grandfather whose name was Manasseh, and Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king. It seemed like because of keeping the lineage alive, it didn't matter how old someone was. If they were to be king and the father passes on, that person is king. So Manasseh becomes king. He's the grandfather, and he is one evil dude. He sets up the Baals, of course, to worship, which is the male gods, and the Asherah poles, which represents the female gods. And he begins to worship the stars. He has witchcraft. He has mediums. He does some horrible things that we won't talk about. And it was just a bad, bad deal. And then Manasseh is spoken to by God, but he refuses to listen to God. And so Manasseh is taken captive by the Assyrians. And I want to read to you what it says, because it's pretty interesting. It says, "The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook in his nose, bound him with shackles, and took him to Babylon." So it's almost like a bull being led, pulled away. And it was so degrading and so shameful. We don't have time to go into it, but Manasseh begins to repent. And because of his repentance, God brings him back home. And he begins to worship God. And then his son, Amon, becomes king. And he's worse than Manasseh was when Manasseh was evil. And so evil, in fact, that his bodyguards took care of him, assassinated him. So at the bright old age of 8, Josiah becomes king. But he has a heart for God even while he's young. In fact, the scripture says, while Josiah was still young, he began to seek the Lord of his father David. And I got thinking about that this past week. Do you remember when God became extra special to you? Like some people... Both Barb and I grew up in a Christian home, but I don't remember much talk about God. I remember a lot of talk about scriptures, and as a kid, you're listening and not really comprehending, and even as a child, I thought, well, it must be very serious, because even at church, people are arguing with each other, so I'm thinking, whoa, this is pretty serious stuff, but it was almost frightening to me, if that makes any sense as a child. It was almost like, ooh, it's so serious. I just have to be right. And people are arguing about being right, and I didn't get it. But for some of us, Camp Olma did the trick for us. It's where God spoke to us. Now, I think the setting had something to do with it. We weren't having to wear a tie. We weren't wearing suits, or the women weren't wearing dresses, and it was in the evening, and the stars were out. But then we had people, when I was a young person, that was people like Russ Walker and other people who just, in the evening, just started sharing these wonderful stories about coming to Christ and what that meant and who God is, and looking up at the stars and going, oh, God made all of that. And you would think that as a child we would already know that, but somehow that scripture and creation just didn't seem to mesh. And then it started. And then the faith journey began. Even young, innocent, naive, but it started. And here Josiah is beginning to grasp not just the Word of God, but God. And once he grasped God, then the Word of God was found, because he was rebuilding the temple or reorganizing the temple. And then the book of the law is found. And so when Josiah begins to read the book of the law, he tears his robe in repentance and presents the word of God to all the people, and the people begin to change. I'm saying all that to say that as Christians, we have often been reminded of how important it is to know the Word of God so that we can grow as Christians. I think that's an obvious statement. But what dawned on me this past week was, here are New Testament Christians, and they're just beginning their faith walk. And so you have people like Paul, who writes to Timothy, who's a young preacher at the city of Ephesus. And here's what Paul says, and I'm sure many of you can quote this. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, for training in righteousness, so that every person can be thoroughly equipped for every good work. We know that scripture. Or what Peter said, as newborn babes, we ought to desire the sincere milk of the word so that we can grow up in it. My question is, what word of God? When this was said in the beginning, when this was said in the first century to Christians, and they are reminded to know the word of God so they can grow in their Christian faith, what word of God? The New Testament hadn't been written. So what word of God are they supposed to read to help them know about Jesus? Especially in light of the fact that Paul says that Christ is the end of the old law. Or when he says, no one is justified by keeping the old law. Or when he says that we now live in the new way of the Spirit and not the old way of the written code. So what scripture were they supposed to read to help them grow in their faith when the New Testament hadn't been written? The Gospels hadn't been written. The only thing that they had available to them were a couple of letters written by Paul, and those letters were specific to a particular congregation, so the context of those letters would be different for each church, like it is for us even today, trying to read through it and what's the point behind it. So I got thinking about that this week. What scriptures were they to listen to? And then I got remembering what Jesus said. You diligently study the scriptures. John 5:39. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. But these scriptures testify about me. And you refuse to come to me for life. There can be a difference between having religious information and experiencing a spiritual transformation. So what scriptures did they read? Well, I got thinking about after Jesus was raised from the dead, and he spoke to the two people who walked along the road to Emmaus with him, and then later to his disciples, and said, don't you realize that everything that happened to me, his life, his words spoken, his self-sacrifice, his resurrection, that everything that happened to me was written about by Moses in the law and all the prophets and the Psalms? Meaning, the Old Testament can be read through new eyes. Paul, before he was Paul, was Saul, he knew all the Pentateuch. He knew the word of God. He knew the laws of God, and he never saw Jesus. Not once. In fact, he did not believe in Jesus. In fact, he had many Christians murdered. So what Jesus is saying is, and I've missed this for so many years, you need to read Genesis again, is almost what Paul experienced. So remember when Saul became Paul, when Paul became a Christian, he went off into the desert for like 3 years. I think he was reworking the Old Testament inside and out. That he started to see Jesus on every page, as did John and others. In fact, when you read the Gospel of John, you go, this is Genesis reworked. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, the earth was form and void, it was without anything, and it was dark. And then God said, let there be light. And what does John say all throughout his gospel? That Jesus is the light of the world. And he's just playing off of Old Testament all the way through. So the challenge would have been for New Testament Christians in looking at the Word of God, which was Old Testament, to see Jesus in it. And I thought, you know, I think there's something there for us too. We often will emphasize the epistles and sometimes miss the gospels. And the gospel is all about Jesus. And sometimes we read the epistles to make our own point when Genesis all the way through Malachi is saying, here's Jesus. I guess what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of lessons to be taught and a lot of sermons to be preached about Jesus from the Old Testament. Anyway, thank you.